And that was Naked Ray Gun with Knock Me Down to open up the show. Brian, that's one of your favorite bands, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's somebody from the 90s that I really got into. I mean, they started in 81. Yeah. Been around a while.
Yeah. And they were on your list when we did the bands that got you into it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Naked Ray Gun from Chicagoland.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah, they're from Chicago.
And we were actually trying to get
Jeff Pizzotti, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
the singer from Ray Gun.
Yeah. Trying to get him on the show, mm-hmm. just some scheduling conflicts. Everyone's busy, so we'll still try and make that happen.
Maybe if he calls in the middle of the show, maybe we'll have him pop in.
Yeah.
But yeah, for now.
If not, we'll just try and schedule it again later on. But I know he's got like a raccoon rescue and stuff.
Yeah,
going
something like 20 raccoon babies in his house right now.
So that's probably a little taking up some time too. But yeah, so we just thought we'd open up the show with Naked Ray Gun, a longtime band. He's got a couple other projects going on. One is a new solo album too, right?
Yeah, we were hoping to talk to him about his new solo album called The First, the EP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that just released like a week or two ago. And
I think it was the 19th of May, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were listening to that, and just trying to get him on. But we'll still try and work on that. But no shortage of awesome punk music to share on the show, so we can definitely fill up an episode with some songs from some other bands that we've been listening to, some stuff that's on our playlist. I know for me, a lot of times I just, watching YouTube or something with a band that I go on there to look for or to listen to, and then after a while it's like showing me some new bands that kind of fall under the same algorithm and stuff, and then I'm like, oh man, that's an awesome band, look into them. Also Live from the Rock Room, we've talked about them before. They have some awesome bands on there in their setup that they got going on, so I sometimes just go to their YouTube channel and hit play.
Every once in a while I get sucked into a YouTube hole like that. Yeah. Mostly Spotify. I put like a channel on for a band and I end up listening to like Madonna somehow. Yeah. Who knows?
Midwest Punk's back again for another episode. We're trying to get back in here more regularly and get some more new episodes out more frequently, but it just, with everything going on, and things are starting to loosen up though, the virus and pandemic and all of that. Just trying to get back into it and keep pushing out new shows. So we'll continue bringing some new music. And right now, I know the bands on my list, I think the majority of them are Chicago-based. There's one that's not, but sometimes there's just something that's on my playlist, and I'm like, I gotta let everybody know about this band just in case they haven't heard about it. And you can find our shows available for listening later at lakeshorepublicradio.org, because that's the station Brian and I work for, is Lakeshore Public Media, and we're in Northwest Indiana, and that's the Midwest Punk's name. So you can find us on the website. We have a Facebook page at Midwest Punk's Podcast on Facebook.
Yep. The actual web link is midwestpunks.com.
Okay.
And then it'll actually take you to the radio page, but you can get straight there rather than having to dig around.
So we're always looking for new bands and insights and stuff, so feel free to share a message with us on Facebook or however, get us some music and we'll take a listen and see if we can get it on the air, help promote some local musicians, especially right now. I know a lot of them are struggling with no shows going on, which is a big bummer.
Oh yeah.
And there's been some, like, Bandcamp and stuff has taken days where you can download and all proceeds go directly to the artists, not giving any money to Bandcamp, which is really, really cool. So follow your local bands on Facebook and Twitter and whatever. They're letting you know how you can support them or how you can support, other projects that they're in and stuff like that. So definitely just follow them and help, keep supporting local artists. So hopefully we can help do that. And Brian, what should we play first?
You want to start with Rational Anthem?
Sure.
Awesome.
So Rational Anthem is one of those bands that I saw while watching Live from the Rock Room, and which is a Illinois, I forget where they're at in Illinois, but they have like a little studio, and they just invite bands from everywhere. There's even been bands from other countries that have gone on there. And Rational Anthem came on, and they just have an awesome sound. It's a three-person band. From what I gather, they were originally from Florida. Now they call Iowa home.
Iowa City, it looks like.
And yeah. But they do play a lot in Chicago. I was hoping to catch them somewhere, of course, this summer. Had a lot of great shows lined up, and COVID-19 happens.
Mm-hmm.
But they have some great energy and great sound, and like I said, it's a three-person band. Noelle is the lead singer's name, and she just is awesome. I love the sound, and I like their description of themselves on, I think it was their Facebook page. They called themselves punk of the pop variety that doesn't need to be defended. Think early 90s Blink covered in salt. So, yeah, maybe some, I don't know, I think Dude Ranch Blink 182 was 90s. So maybe talking like that album, but a little grittier. So, and I really been checking out a lot of the music and following them on Bandcamp and stuff. So,
awesome. Yeah, I've heard them before? A little bit. Not a whole lot. So,
yeah, I think I had sent you when I first found them. I was like, check mm-hmm. this band out.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, some of you guys do the same thing. So, yeah, if you haven't heard them before, we can give you a little taste of Rational Anthem right now. The song is called Unimaginary Girlfriend.
So. Awesome. Let's check it out.
Rational Anthem with Unimaginary Girlfriend, again, Chicago, well, Midwest based in Iowa. And just, I like their energy, I like their sound. They got some really other, you know, some really cool songs.
For sure. That's good stuff.
Yeah. So they're pretty active on social media and stuff, pretty funny. And just kind of put it all out there. They've done a couple live shows over Facebook and stuff with, you know, how bands are doing it with the pandemic and stuff going on. So, definitely a band worth checking out. So, Rational Anthem. Go ahead and look them up. So, Brian, you want to move into somebody from your list?
Yeah, I had a couple bands that we looked up last show when we had Lights Over Bridgeport on. Mm-hmm. And 88 Fingers Louie was in my list.
Oh, yeah.
And I was hoping to get to them on the show there because I believe they played with them.
Yeah, and they influenced them, I think.
Yeah, and too. Pretty influenced with being around the 90s. They kind of started in 93. And just a hardcore, melodic hardcore band.
Yeah.
I think they got 3 studio albums and about a dozen or so EPs and mm-hmm. splits and whatnot. Yeah, their name comes from, interesting fact, their name comes from, it was like a mobster guy on the Flintstones.
Sounds like
that it. Fred, Fred got extorted by some guy. His name was 88 Fingers Louie, piano playing mobster. Wow. Yeah.
I used to watch for Flintstones back in the day, but I mean,
yeah,
I don't remember.
You remember?
No.
Now you're going to have to go check out the YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get my son into watching Flintstones or something like that.
Yeah. Any excuse. That's it. I need a kid so I can go buy some Legos. Like all these cool Lego sets I see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's definitely some awesome stuff out there. So they're fun. Kids are fun. But yeah, so what song we got from 88 Fingers Louie?
100 Proof, I was going to start out with.
Nice. Okay.
This is off their 1998 album, Back on the Streets.
Cool.
So, get that queued up here.
Yeah, and then we'll give it a listen. 88 Fingers Louie with 100 Proof.
Here we go.
Fingers Louie with 100 Proof. Nice fast punk song in there.
Yeah.
So, again.
Wake you up.
Yeah, definitely. And they were, you know, local. Where'd you say they were from?
Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, still making music?
I believe so. I think they're still kind of playing things. Right now, nobody is really
doing
much.
But they got plenty.
So.
But they got plenty for you to check out. So, if you haven't really tuned into a lot of 88 Fingers Louie,
check them out.
Yeah. And definitely something awesome to add to the playlist. So,
So what did you want to play next?
Next on my list was, it's Mikey Erg, and I stumbled on him as well. And he's got he just seems like he's got a lot going on. Like, he's doing a lot. He's in a bunch of different bands. Some of the bands he's playing drums on, playing drums and singing. He's playing guitar in other bands. He's playing guitar and singing. He's got a couple different bands that I think he's from New Jersey, but he's been on, you know, again, Live from the Rock Room. He's been in a couple different videos that I've seen with some more local artists. So I think he just kind of he gets around. Everybody wants to play with him because he's pretty awesome. And so I've been checking out a lot of his stuff. He's got a band called The Dopamines. He's got there's another one I've been listening to, and I can't think of who they are. But and so the song I wanted to play is one of his, and it's called "Why Was I Programmed to Feel Pain." So like again, he plays a lot of different instruments. It seems like he's got a really cool sound to him. There's an awesome video from Life from the Rock Room where he's covering "Going to Passalacqua," which is a Green Day song off their very first like album. It's 1,000 Slappy Happy album.
Yeah.
I can never remember how to say that one. But the very old school Green Day album, he covers that song, which is it's a great Green Day song too. And Mikey does an awesome job with it. So definitely recommend checking out Mike Yerg and all the projects he's got, all the music he's got out there. So we can take a listen to one of his, give you a little taste, and it's called "Why Was I Programmed to Feel Pain?" Mikey Yerg, that's ERG. So let's give it a listen.
All right, here we go.
So that was Mikey Yerg with "Why Was I Programmed to Feel Pain."
Slows things down a little bit.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. In that song, at least. I mean, some of his other songs are, you know, quicker. I just picked that song. The live version of that song is one of the first songs I had seen of his, and of course, sounds a little different live and stuff, but he speeds it up a little. But again, he's covered some old school Green Day. He's in a band called Doc Hopper, too. I like them. Check them out. Loose Behavior, The Ergs, which is obviously his band. The Dopamines, I think he's played. He's just played. If you start watching some videos, you'll just see him popping up either on the drums or the guitar doing something. So,
cool.
I'd love to maybe try and get him on here one day and just kind of.
Where's he's from New Jersey?
I think he's from New Jersey, but nice. He's in a lot of Live from the Rock Room videos and stuff, so I think he's just out here playing a lot. He was supposed to play somewhere, I think, because I remember that was one of those other events that canceled. So, but yeah, definitely worth checking out Mike Gehrig and all his projects. So that was Why Was I Programmed to Feel Pain? And now, Brian, what are we going to move on to next?
Let's listen to some Face to Face.
Face to Face.
Yeah.
Okay. So, not real familiar with them. Where are they from?
Face to Face is from Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They formed in 91. They were actually a metal band when they started in 1988, titled Victoria Manor. The bassist and the vocalist were friends in high school and started that group. So
there's always some like crossover back in the day, like the metal heads and the punkers, and like where's that line drawn at and stuff. I've seen that in some discussions on like punk message boards and Facebook groups and stuff, where everyone's like, is this band metal or punk? And then there's like a big discussion on it. But yeah, cool. So Face to Face, and what song we got?
We're going to listen to Resignation. It's off their self-titled album from 1996.
Cool.
Yeah, let's check it out.
All right. Face to Face. And the name of the song?
Resignation.
Resignation. Yeah. And, yeah, that's an awesome sound. I dig it. I'm definitely going to check them out more. Like I said, I know I've heard them before, but
yeah,
definitely seems like my kind of pace. I know Mike Irgun, I just played Mike Irgun. That was a little slower song, but I like the fast punk songs. So
I was going to say, yeah, if you're not, you don't listen to a lot of Face to Face, you should dig in some of their older stuff and any other stuff, really.
Yeah.
It's great.
So even here on the show, Brian and I are introducing each other to new bands, and that's what we're trying to do with everybody. So there's so many artists out there, so many local artists. Everybody focuses on who's on the radio and stuff. We want to point out not you know, anything against people who are on the radio. That's awesome, and we're trying to help people get to that point if we can. But just giving a little broader search of local artists that might not get airtime as much. So a little bit of everything here, and now. After Face to Face, we're going to go back over to my list. This is another local band from Chicago. They've been really active on social media. They just seem like a fun group of guys. I mean, just kind of their songs work in. They have trumpets and trombones and keyboards, and it's kind of just a unique sound. I mean, I don't even know what you would classify it as, but they've been really active on social media. Devin Kay has been doing a lot of the, you know, live videos and stuff, and little live concerts and stuff, live streams, but just seem like they got really great energy, really great sound, and I've been listening to them a lot. So the song I want to play from them is Fresh, and again, this is Devin Kay and The Solutions. So you know, Devin Kay is the singer and he's a guitarist. So, yeah, so the song I'm going to play from Devin Kay and Solutions is Fresh, and Devin Kay is a singer-guitarist, and this is his band, The Solutions. So,
awesome. Let's check it out.
that was Devin K and the Solutions with Fresh. And again, just a cool, unique sound. They do a lot of different instruments. Those guys have just a high energy, and been really digging their stuff. So check them out on social media. They're really active and pretty cool guys, it seems like. So
pretty outstanding. I like those guys a lot.
Yeah, I bet he would probably come on the show for sure. Be the Chicago area. And like I said, he's trying to be really active right now with social media and stuff. They had some shows that were canceled too, man, that I was hoping to get to. So got a lot of people we'd like to get on the show.
Yeah.
Now that we have that part figured out.
Everybody's sitting at home right now. Call us in. Call in. Time. See what we can do here.
Yeah. So, definitely check them out. Brian, who's next on your list?
Next up, I was going to go with Iron Sheik.
Okay.
Yeah, they're from Huntington Station, New York, formed in 2008. They
and that Sheik is spelled C-H-I-C, right?
C-H-I-C, yeah.
So if you pull up E-I-K or whatever, you're going to get the old school WWE wrestler. So it's not him singing when Brian presses play.
Yeah.
But yeah, Iron Sheik.
Yeah, not sure where they got their name from. Yeah. But
when you said it, that's what came to my mind. I was like the wrestler?
Yeah.
So
Carl and I are going to go watch wrestling videos after this now.
Old school for sure. For sure. That's where wrestling was good.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're now.
We're not going to start bashing wrestling now.
So go ahead. So Iron Sheik, and they're from, what'd you say?
Huntington Beach. Okay. Or Huntington Station, New York. Yeah. Okay. Formed in 2008. They had, or have, 3 studio albums, 12 singles and EPs, and some miscellaneous albums.
Mm-hmm.
The song I want to play is off their 2017 album, You Can't Stay Here, titled My Best Friend is a Nihilist.
Hmm.
You ever see The Big Lebowski?
Yeah. Of course, man. The dude.
The dude. The nihilists come.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, yeah. So, looking forward to hearing this. I haven't heard this, so.
Yeah. I'm not I don't know a whole lot about Iron Sheik in general.
Yeah.
They,
looks like they got a lot of stuff on Bandcamp, so definitely going to check them out. Recommend everybody else does too.
I've heard a bit of their stuff, and just kind of it came up in the list when we were looking at shows or songs last week.
Mm-hmm. So they came up last time when you were looking at some songs to play.
So yeah, these guys came up last time when we were looking at songs to play for Lights Over Bridgeport show, and we ended up talking to those guys the whole time, so we really didn't play any of the other bands we were looking to get into. I like their sound. They're pretty good.
Yeah, well, let's check them out. So Iron Sheik, and what's the name of the song we got?
My Best Friend is a Nihilist.
Yes. Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
was
Iron Sheik with My Best Friend is a Nihilist.
Nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. They had a good sound with them. And that was off a 2017 album, you said, so
yeah, the 2017 album, You Can't Stay Here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And like I said, it looks like they got a lot of stuff on Bandcamp and stuff, too, so definitely worth checking them out. Probably have some new music coming out after this pandemic. Yeah. All these artists are sitting at home writing songs and making music. Man,
all kinds of stuff going on. Music always kind of follows what's going on in the world.
Yeah, it's news, really. A music bubble after all this is let up. So
I hope so.
Yeah. All right, well, let's jump over. I got one more band on my list for today. This is another band. They're not from around here. I guess I should have been looking up where they're from, but they are another band that I just really been into their sound, and they got some of their lyrics are really like deep, kind of, you know, just full of feelings and emotion and stuff like that. So I really get into some of their songs. Seems like they've been around for a while. They've got a lot of songs out there, a couple albums. I'm not sure on the exact number, but they're, you know, they have a website, they're on Bandcamp, they're on Facebook. And definitely just, I recommend checking them out. They're, LA based, so they're out of Los Angeles. There's just all sorts of meaning. Even on their website, they break it down. Like, there's meaning behind like everything they're doing, it seems like, which is always really cool too. When you know, punk songs can be kind of fun and pointless sometimes. You know, you get the queers playing a song like "I Can't Stop Farting" or something, mm-hmm. and then you come to this other side of the spectrum where Spanish love songs, and it's, you know, it's a reference to the band, but his website says it could easily be about, you know, about the singer, which is his name's Kyle. And so, again, if you hear some of their songs, and this one's got a lot of emotion in it too, you can even see it. This is a live song, live version of this song, so you can see the emotion and everything in it too. So I definitely recommend checking them out. Spanish love songs, and the song we're gonna play is called
"It's Not Interesting."
It's Not Interesting. Yeah, I was stuck on it. Yeah, so it's Not Interesting by Spanish Love Songs, and we're ready to check it out.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Consequences. Maybe I should learn to love myself. out of my comfort zone. I don't think I've ever been comfortable. My life or my own skin. So I spent a decade painting myself blue, running from any hint of the truth. I'm far too old. Complain about dying alone. And I've been the way I've been. Spending a year out of my comfort zone. I don't think I've ever been comfortable in my life or my own skin. So I spent a decade painting myself blue, running from any hint of the truth. I'm far too old to complain about dying alone. And I've been the way I've been.
That was Spanish Love Songs with It's Not Interesting. So, again, just, you know, pretty intense lyrics, kind of deep lyrics, and then pretty awesome sound, though. I think they're pretty awesome. So I've been listening to a lot of them. Recommend checking them out. They got a lot of music out there. So they've been busy over the last, you know, over the years. So definitely got some music worth checking out.
Yeah, I'm going to find out more about those guys. They're amazing.
Yeah, Spanish Love Songs. So LA-based, but still, sometimes we focus on Midwest, but sometimes there's some other bands that are on the playlist, like we said earlier, and just got to make sure everybody hears them. So, Brian, back to you. What's on your list?
Next up, I was going to play the Menzingers, just because they're good.
And, yeah. I think we've played them on this show before.
Yeah.
And
we played them a few times, once or twice, at least.
They're awesome. They're on my playlist. And they are from
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So
is that where the paper, what's that, the office was filmed?
Yep, that's where
I wonder if they can get through an interview without somebody asking them if they
I know, right? So, do you know Michael Scott? My wife's like watching that whole show through for like the third or fourth time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Is this like a regular
occurrence? Or is this a regular occurrence? Or is this like a recent, like?
No, yeah. It's just, we watched it the first time and it's just
watching it a lot. Okay.
Always on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, nothing's on. They're just trying to have something in the background. Office is back on.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So,
awesome, but these guys are great. I really love the Menzingers.
Yeah,
they got a good sound. A little bit of the indie rockish kind of punk emo in there.
What song you got from the Menzingers?
Anna was the song I was going to go with.
Cool.
This is off their 2012 album. I believe this is. Let me make sure my notes here before I go telling stories. No, this is their Hello Exile album from 2019.
Okay, so that's a pretty fresh album.
More recent one, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, let's check out the Menzingers from Pennsylvania. And Scranton, Pennsylvania. And this is the song Anna, right?
Anna, correct, yeah. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
That was the Menzingers with Anna.
Off a 2019 album. And, yeah, we've played them before, and they're definitely a cool band to check out. So,
sorry about that.
Definitely a cool band to check out. And how do you have the name of the spelling of their name on there?
M-E-N-Z-I-N-G-E-R.
Okay, yeah, just because I know it's
Menzingers, yeah.
Yeah, you search the wrong thing and find the wrong band and start wondering what we're talking about. So, but, yeah, so that was the Menzingers, and so this has just been a show where we've been kind of sharing what's been on our playlist.
Yeah.
And, you know,
kind of some songs we had in backup and kind of waiting for Jeff to call us. But,
yeah, Jeff from Naked Ray Gun, and he's got a new solo album out that we were hoping to talk to him about, and we're still going to work on getting him to call in sometime. And
we'll bug him to see what happened.
Yeah. And so Naked Ray Gun, again, just a Chicagoland band that's been around for a long time and.
Yeah, he's been
a lot of people. A
couple different bands now. The Bomb, Naked Ray Gun, he played in Big Black.
Yeah,
early on.
And so, yeah, they've got a lot of connections and a lot of influence in a lot of bands that we are hearing today. So we're going to work on getting him out here and or him on the show to call in. Can't come out yet.
Yeah,
no virus in here. But but yeah, so otherwise, hopefully this show so far has maybe turned you on to some new music. Brian and I have even turned each other on to a few bands that we hadn't heard of or listened to a lot. So that's our goal. And you can find us on Facebook at Midwest Punks Podcast. You can go to midwestpunks.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll forward you to our the website for the radio station where Brian and I are part of the media company that works with the radio station, and you can see our past episodes. You can find some lists on Spotify that Brian's put together.
Yeah, I'm not good at it, so yeah.
But there's a few out there. So, when things are crazy,
people start complaining, then I'll focus on them.
Yeah, but otherwise, hope you're enjoying the shows. And again, you can find us. You can send us a message with the link to your music, buddy's music. Just always trying to find some new local artists to support. And so, I guess, since we talk about trying to get Jeff on from Naked Ray Gun, we could play out with a Naked Ray Gun song, which is actually a
cover.
Well,
this is influenced, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a cover of the...
they covered this song, but this isn't them. This is actually the band that they're covering.
Oh, this is actually Stiff Little Fingers.
Yeah, this is the Stiff Little Fingers.
Okay, so Stiff Little Fingers. Naked Ray Gun cites them as one of their big influencers, and there's some cool videos out there of them doing this song together live at a concert and stuff. So this song
played together years ago.
Yeah. And amazing. It's Suspect Device.
Suspect Device, yep.
So Suspect Device from Stiff Little Fingers.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have Jeff from Naked Ray Gun on soon. But until then, this is who influenced him and his band. So let's play out with some Stiff Little Fingers, and we'll come back with another episode as soon as we can. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. We'll see you all next time.
Yep. The flame of a material planet in my head. It's a suspect device, just a tooth of death. There's some new shit I try.